Well, now to a homecoming of sorts. Margaret Atwood's brutal novel, The Handmaid's Tale, has shocked and enthralled readers since 1985. The dystopian story has been retold as a movie and as an award-winning TV series. It's also been adapted into an opera, which has its East Coast premiere this weekend in a surreal location. Andrea Shea of member station WBUR reports.
Even if you haven't read Margaret Atwood's gut-wrenching book or watched the visceral, visually arresting Hulu series, there's a good chance you'd recognize the Handmaid's now infamous crimson garb. The fictional garments have become potent symbols of oppression.
There's something about the cape and the way it sort of blankets the entire body. It has a personality really all on its own.
Soprano Jennifer Johnson Cano says trying on the blood-red cape and dress at her first costume fitting was creepy. She's singing the part of Offred, the narrating handmaid in Atwood's novel.
It's a story made for opera.
Cano has seen the film and TV adaptations of The Handmaid's Tale and warns that comparing the opera to either would be like comparing sculpture to painting.
Well, I think the thing, of course, that separates the opera from all of these other things is this additional element of orchestrated music and live singing. And that, you know, cranks it up to 11.
With or without music, The Handmaid's Tale's plot is high-voltage drama. It unfurls in a Boston where extreme fundamentalists overthrow the U.S. government after environmental collapse causes mass infertility. Men enforce a violent class and gender system in the Republic of Gilead, supposedly to save humanity. Women who can bear children are forced into reproductive slavery as handmaids for commanders and their wives.
Music conveys a story and a message directly into your emotional core.
That's Esther Nelson, the Boston Lyric Opera's artistic director.
These characters sing it, they own it.
In both the opera and novel, Offred apologizes for her gruesome tale. Nelson acknowledges it's a challenge to avoid imitating a story that's become a binge-worthy pop culture phenomenon.
So you have to take people out of the zone that they expect immediately and pull them into a work for the stage, which is up close, it's not on a screen. You're going to confront the people themselves.
When I read the novel way back, I mean, it struck me that it's actually quite musical in its own right.
Composer Paul Ruder set out to channel the story's sound world, fraught relationships, and undulating tension. He also needed a device to jump back and forth in between current-day Gilead and the time before, as happens in the book. His answer? Two kinds of music. Lighter for happier times.
Then there's the Gilead music, which is unforgiving, relentless, and brutal.
A 65-musician orchestra conjures the horror. Then there's the chorus of handmaids, all in red. Ruder's opera premiered in 2000 in London and has played around the world. But director Anne Bogart says having two dozen handmaids singing at Harvard, where Margaret Atwood originally envisioned her story, is a surreal homecoming.
I think it's eerie.
Bogart says this sitting in the Harvard basketball arena that's been transformed into the Red Center, where the handmaids are taken to be indoctrinated in Atwood's book.
She had studied at Harvard, and she imagined that the hanging wall was next to the library and that the detention center was right here in the Leavitt's gym. It creates quite an impression.
The audience will sit in the round on bleachers encircling 36 chorus members on a stark gray set.
The space is the call to adventure, as Joseph Campbell would call the entrance into the belly of the whale, the series of trials. It's a very classic story in that sense. So the audience walks in and they are being called on an adventure by the space.
Like the ancient Greek plays about hubris that haunt us to this day and are redone again and again, the director says The Handmaid's Tale, whatever way it's told, unearths the big questions of our time while reminding us what could happen if we let our guards down. For Here and Now, I'm Andrea Shea.